Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. The child and family agency, TUSLA, has said that it is currently unable to fully meet its legal obligations to provide secure special care for children in danger. Special care is an intervention of last resort. It involves placing young people in a secure facility and depriving them of their freedom as a short-term therapeutic intervention when ordered to do so by the High Court. Earlier this week, the court heard that the state has no special care place available for a teenage girl who is threatened with being shot if she did not cooperate with a drug gang seeking to exploit her. TUSLA told this programme that there are currently three young people awaiting a placement in a special care unit. The agency said that it has seen a marked increase in the number of children presenting with highly complex needs, including mental health, substance misuse, disabilities, exploitation and behaviours linked to criminality. Dr. Conor O'Mahony is an expert in child law at UCC. He's a former special rapporteur on child protection. I spoke with him earlier and asked him to explain what exactly special care units are and why they're needed.
So special care units are a very specific type of care for vulnerable teenagers, essentially arising in situations where you're dealing with a very serious risk to the life or the welfare of that young person, and where they're placed in a secure unit, essentially deprived of their liberty during the course of their stay, even though they haven't been convicted of any crime or anything like that. But they're detained there for their own welfare, and they're provided with a very specific form of therapeutic intervention and education during that stay. It's meant to be a short-term intervention, and the intention is that you step down the care of the young person and you place them back in a more regular situation as soon as you possibly can.
And these units then, they are units which require 24-hour-a-day staffing. The children placed there are, as you said, being deprived of their freedom for their own protection. And the staff working there presumably are working in a very challenging environment.
That's correct. I think by its nature, when you're dealing with young people who have the range of challenges and difficulties that we see that would be typical of special care, it's a very challenging environment. You're dealing with young people who've often experienced the most extreme forms of trauma during their young lives, and who as a result display very challenging behaviour. And it's certainly not an easy environment to work in any situation. I think the very nature of the work is inherently challenging. And then when you place pressures on that system, it becomes all the more so.
The problem, according to TUSLA, is that they have found it extremely difficult to recruit and to retain staff to work in these units. What has been the problem with getting staff to continue working in these units?
As we've mentioned, it's always going to be a difficult area of work, and that presents recruitment challenges by itself. But then particularly if people are undertaking work which is extremely demanding, and if they don't feel like they're properly rewarded for that work, then you're very obviously going to run into difficulties. And that's essentially been the big issue here, is that TUSLA, when they are designing their terms and conditions for their staff, the pay scales and so on, they are required to comply with pay scales that are set by the Department of Public Expenditure. And over recent years, TUSLA have found that with the pay scales that they've been allowed to operate, that they've been unable to either recruit or retain sufficient staff to operate their special care units at full capacity. And the net result of this has been that for quite some time, the units which we have in the country have been operating in and around 50% of their capacity, which really, you know, leaves an inevitable serious shortfall.
The Department of Public Expenditure and Reform told us that pay rises of 9.25% are provided for under the Public Service Pay Agreement up to 2026, and also that there is a new enhanced pay grade for special care workers. And TUSLA says that this, along with a targeted recruitment campaign, will see an extra space opening next month in their special care units. Do you see some signs of progress there then?
Well, I hope so, Justin, but it remains to be seen, really. I mean, the 9% pay rise, I think we can just ignore that essentially, because that's across the whole public sector and that's really just trying to keep wages in line with inflation. It's really more around the grade that special care staff are at. And, you know, we've seen for quite some time that the grade that was there wasn't attractive enough to keep staff working in that area. The new grade, which has been established, this is a very recent development. This is one which I think really the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform have been dragged a little bit kicking and screaming into finally consenting to this after resisting it for quite a significant period of time. And so now this is in place and TUSLA are now beginning to seek to recruit new staff based on this new enhanced grade. I very much hope that will prove successful, but we'll have to wait and see. I think it's early days yet and we're still a long way away from seeing that system operating at full capacity. So whether it's going to be enough or whether it's going to be too little too late, we'll have to wait and see what happens.
TUSLA says there is funding there to staff 26 special care units. There just isn't enough staff available and they can only keep 15 places open. We know that there are three young people who are currently awaiting a place in a special care unit. So what happens then to the children who need a place in a special care unit but can't get in?
Well, that's always the really difficult question in this scenario. And it's a case of everybody in the system really trying to muddle through in a far less than ideal situation. The case which we saw reported this week, we saw very specific and unusual orders being made by the court in that case around giving the Gardaí the power in the event that this particular young person absconds from where she's residing at the moment, that the Gardaí would have the power to go and essentially retrieve her and bring her back to where she's ordinarily residing. But that's really a sticking plaster on a pretty open wound. You know, it's not what's required in order to address the situation that is faced by that young person and the people around them. So, you know, what you end up with is quite often lengthy periods where you have very, very vulnerable young people who have very specific needs, which really are not being catered for in any meaningful way. And that creates really serious risks that those young people are going to come to very serious harm.
And right now we have a very irregular situation, don't we, where TUSLA is going to the High Court, as we saw this week. It is asking for special care orders to be granted, which the agency knows that it cannot fulfil because it doesn't have the available spaces. So why is that happening?
Well, that's all part of the sort of bizarre scenario that has been allowed to arise, really. So previously, TUSLA's approach in cases where they knew they didn't have a bed in a unit would have been to not apply for the order until such time as they knew that they had a bed in a unit. That then led to a series of court cases in which people took TUSLA to court, usually either the parent of the young person involved or a guardian ad litem, would have gone to the High Court and sought to compel TUSLA to make an application for a special care order in circumstances where a young person clearly needed one. And the courts have granted those orders, forcing TUSLA to go ahead with the application. TUSLA is then saying, well, okay, we now have to apply for this, but we still don't have the resources we need because ultimately the pay scale issue is controlled not within the agency, but elsewhere in the Department of Public Expenditure. So, you know, TUSLA, to be fair to it, has been really stuck between a bit of a rock and a hard place on this issue for quite some time. So as I already said, I mean, it's to be hoped that this new grade that's been established might see some movement on this, but that's been an awfully long time coming, and you know the cases we've seen reported recently are not new. This has been an issue that's been ongoing for quite some time. So really, it's been allowed to drag on for far too long.
And TUSLA has said that it has seen a marked increase in the numbers of children presenting to it with complex needs, including mental health concerns, substance misuse, exploitation and behaviour which is linked to criminality. So does that mean then that the agency is going to be dealing with many more of these cases as time goes on and that it is something which it will have to get to grips with urgently?
Yes, I think it's probably fair to say that the 26 beds, which would be the 100% capacity, even if that is reached, that may still not necessarily be sufficient to deal with the full extent of the need that is out there. It's also a case of, in some instances, young people who are being directed towards special care, but you know, where actually their needs might be better dealt with potentially in other parts of the system. You know, so we know there are huge shortfalls, for example, in the provision of child and adolescent mental health services, which would be just one example. But really, you're dealing here with young people who have very complex needs that require a very significant interdisciplinary response. Maybe mental health, maybe disability. It may be family support, it may be criminal justice. There's all sorts of things going on. Mm-hmm. And so the TUSA can do what it can do in special care, but as well as allowing them to have a greater capacity to provide special care units, I think we also need to look across the whole sector, all the different agencies and organisations who deal with vulnerable young people, and trying to increase capacity right across the board so that not all of the most troubled teenagers are directed towards special care necessarily.
And that was Dr. Conor O'Mahony, child law expert from UCC and former special rapporteur on child protection, speaking to us earlier. Well, that is our lot for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to our team. On sound today was Tommy O'Sullivan. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. And the editor of this week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, from myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.